understand that. It's ridiculous what we have to go endure for his Prometheus experience.
Mm-hmm. But you're having, are you, Ion, having a rare experience that you have not experienced before?
Yes.
So that's worth something, correct?
Yes, it is. It's you're for the first time you are wrangling the tech body's capacity to have an effectual regard to your predicated outcome, or we would say your outcome, however predicated. See that rub?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The thing that's come to consume you, you're riding like a bad habit. The thing that has come to consume you, you're riding like a bad habit, which is what you've caused with your, we call it your angel tantrum last week.
But I did
nasty,
not do it out
girl.
Of anger. There was
yeah, no, but
no
it was nasty.
Anger.
It was nasty. I know, but it was nasty. It was nasty. They didn't know what to do because they didn't know what to do. They were hoping that there was some ire from you that they could respond to. And as you say, there was none. It was like, oh, well, that was just an order. Oh, well.
Who was that?
My angel directives last week. Okay.
I think they were more I think they were more like edicts more than directives. Likely.
Yeah, it was
on point. Now, see the thing of it is you've learned how to work with this and you're doing pretty good, blah 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 blah. There's still stuff to do because now they're nipping on the other side, trying to straighten things out or change things or make you look at your life and world in a different way that challenges your capacity that what you knew to be was right. And so now you're having to look at new creative ways of mineralizing the world. And you're doing that.
Mm.
You don't have, soon you won't have a choice. I mean, you're not mad about that. You're okay. Ain't nobody hurt. Damn, it's all right. I mean, you know, come on now. It's not a problem. But you're saying that. We're saying that's a beautiful capacity. How fabulous is it that you have created such a realm that you have the ability and capacity to freely share that what you so have created to be able to share? But it's only because you have the flash pan of the zombie apocalypse. The humanoids. Now, notice when I said humans, we said humanoids. The humanoids are starting to notice that there's trouble in Kansas. We're not in Kansas anymore, but there's trouble there. There's trouble there because at every front, fear builds walls, never bridges. So now you're experiencing the wall side, fear at the wall issue.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Bob's dealing with is the wall with his little pussycat that he thinks so highly of. Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay, good. Okay. Mm-hmm. The vile judgments. I'd like to go over them one by one and find out where we're at with the vile judgments and if what we see happening is related to them. Number one, and I won't go into all the words and details, but it results in sores coming out on people who had the mark of the beast. So mark of the beast, is this people who had the jab that are marked?
Yes.
And is monkeypox going to...
No, wait now. Hold on now. You can't go like that. You got to do it all.
Yeah.
If you're going to do this, you got to do it all. So if you're going to bring it up from that side, you have to look at we're just going to give you the numbers. You don't have to deal with this because you didn't want to go word by word, and we're okay with that. You got to look at the seals. Revelation 6, 1 through 17. Revelations 8, 1 through 5. Then you have to deal with the trumpet. Then you have to deal with the seven bowls and the vials. That's Revelation 16, 1 through 21. These are those end time conditions that are going to increasingly develop worseness for that end of what you call time. Because the seals, the trumpets, and the bowls, they're connected to one another. But we said that since the beginning. So you'll be able to link those together. The seal broken opens the trumpets, Revelations 8, 1 through 5, to the seventh trumpet. So the seven introduces the seven bowls, which is Revelation 11, 15 through 19, and Revelation 15, 1 through 8. They kind of marry over each other. And so what you're asking in the first condition of where we are now, how these are relative to the condition that's happening right now, this has to do with the hail and the fire that's destroying the planet, Revelation 8, 7. And then next thing is going to hit all the aquatic life. That's Revelations 8, 8 through 9, Revelations 8, 10 through 11 as well. That's happening now that nobody's talking about yet, but they're fixing to.
But let's do the details of those. You're jumping into the other files.
No, we were just laying out. We were laying out the details.
Laying it out. Right.
Go ahead, Dawn.
Okay, now,
Carolyn,
what
are the vial judgments in relation to bowls, seals, and those other three words? What
the seven bowls and the seven vials. They're the same. The seven bowls are divided in those vials. Those vials are the vileness are held in those bowls.
You get that, Bob? We talk about them as vials, and I always thought of a vial as like a test tube, but they are bowls in which vile shit is held and then thrown onto humans. So the first vial causes sores on people. And yes, I apologize. Maybe I should have used more words about.
No, you're perfect. You're perfect because you're just trying to isolate what's going on now into the Revelation reference.
Yeah.
No, it's perfect. That's perfect because what it does is you're going to get the point now of how this applies, which is what they told you way back then for right here, right now. So it's groovy. You've been good.
Yeah.
Groovy is the day.
Maybe just some words for if anyone is listening to this or for Bob. The first vial judgment will bring noisome, which is hurtful and destructive, and grievous sores upon all men who have taken the mark of the beast. Revelation 16:1-2.
Now,
so that
Stop. Now, don't say it like that. You're right. Those are the words. But that's not the problem. The problem is those humans that have embraced or have imbibed messenger RNA.
Uh-huh.
See, now we would like to blame you with all this because you're the one starting with this RNA. Nobody was even talking about DNA. Nobody was talking about RNA until you started, and now everybody's talking about it to death. So, you brought this forth, which they are now capitalizing on from a standpoint to say this is the default value. This is the less than. This is the way medicine works. It says, what's wrong? Oh, here's the symptoms. Okay, let's doctor the symptoms. Oh, well, no, why don't we get to the problem? No, don't worry about the problem. There's more money in doctoring the symptoms. See? And so then that's what you've been fighting against for all these years. So we can't fight that. Now you're bringing it back home to say, this is what we know to be the potential reality that is forthcoming as we well know it. You see?
Yeah.
And now this is where you're perfectly going into the correct words. So good for you.
Right. Right. Good. Okay. So then number two, seawater turns into blood. And
that's the aquatic life dying, which we were telling you about. Now that goes into what we've said all along about the changing or the rip. You have to be careful because Bob may play this one day. You're ripping. No, it's not a way to say it. Hey, Carolyn, in the lab, when you have salt water, salty like the sea, you know, the kind you'd want to cook pasta in, salty water, and you remove oxygen from a very heavily sodium-based aquatic position, what do you create?
I guess a bunch of minerals at the bottom.
Salty.
Burn off.
No. No. You create a salty acid. A salty acid without the oxygen. And that's going to turn, and that's where you get your blooms. Remember the red bloom from the Indonesia side that's coming? We've talked about to death, and everybody's mad. Everybody's mad because the world isn't over yet. We don't understand. We don't really understand that. But they're all mad as hell because the world hadn't ended yet. I'm like, no, don't end the world. Yes, end the world. You said it's going to end, and it's not ended yet. So damn you, Ion, you crazy thing. You said this is supposed to be over already. I've been waiting patiently my death.
You told us about the red tide, and my question was, is it red tide or real blood? But
what's the difference?
Then we know.
What's the difference?
With the aquatic life dying, then there'll be a lot of blood. So that's what you're saying.
I know. But what's the difference? You won't be able to tell the difference. You don't know whole plasma now. Well, actually, you do know whole plasma now. But the average bear, Berenstein Bear, doesn't know whole plasma. You do, fortunately, so you would know the difference. But it wouldn't be the appearance of blood. It'd be blood. So if you're talking from a level or degree of the definition of whole plasma, that would be a working definition based on what you know plasma to be. See, the strident acidity is what you're trying to do, not phoresis. Now, we're not talking about phoresis. We're talking about whole plasma before it's divided. You're going to have that capacity, and it will cause the unction for it to be calculated or said as whole plasma, which will be the appearance of blood and a red bloom, which is what everybody will see. So you're right on the head. You're right ahead of the program. So good for you, girl.
Yeah. So the third bowl, this is when God's wrath is poured out, the rivers and freshwater springs also turn into blood. So that's the same, the change of the pH, the algaes come and everything dies, correct?
Withers. Don't say dies, just say withers. Because, when we say dies, that's like the ending of something. But we all know, just like the difference between a crawler and a walker, that's not a death, that's just a transition from one stage to another. And so, like the seeds, you have to give them up to die to bring forth new life. That's when they rot and the outside thing breaks down. So we just don't want you to get in a box. As long as you're not in a box, then it's fine. It's like the Chrisleys. Right. You won't have to go to jail then. It'll be great.
Okay, the fourth bowl vial. The fourth angel. So this is being done by the angels. We have to remember.
Of course.
The fourth angel pours out his bowl on the sun.
That's correct.
And the sun will be scorching the people with fire. So my question there was, is that global warming or is this scorching associated with radiation?
No. Both. It's Revelation 16:8-9, so everybody can have a reference.
Yeah.
So the verse 9, this is the whole point of all those things, that everything doesn't burn, but then they say, why is California burning, and then it's burning, and then it's burning? How many times can California burn? We burned all of California twice, and now the motherfucker's on fire for that carbon. That's those reference points. Cursed by the name of God, who has control over these plagues. Those that refuse to repent, then understand that that's the source of this carbon, or we say carbonation, that we are so fond of from that side. Because, see, California's always the one that's going to get in your face and say, no, that's not right. No, it's not right. We're going to do what we want to do. You don't run this. We run this. Blah, 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 blah. And then they burn up paradise. They burned up paradise and put it in a parking lot. So the rip becomes this same position of forthcoming events.
Okay, the forthcoming events. Got it.
We, you know, Notice we cut that off rather than going on any further. There's more to come there. When you ask that again later, there's going to be a dot. There's going to be a dot more. There'll be a dot more on that. Let me see. There might be a mega upload there. Right there, there might be.
So when I said, is it associated with radiation, you said both. What in terms of burning people? So that to me means
fire is a radiation. Fire radiates heat. Fire is a radiation.
So,
radiation is a radiation. It radiates.
Yeah, so nuclear radiation is nuclear radiation part of.
You don't know what that means. So you don't know what that means. You don't know what nuclear radiation means. So the answer, if you knew the definition, we'd say yes, of course. But then you go straight into cobalt or radium, which is not necessarily what that is at all. And that's all right. There's nothing wrong with that. But we're just being clear so that, that someone lists a bit. Bert doesn't take it literal and go, oh, my God, Ion says we're going to have cobalt running through our veins. See? So we have to be clear because someday somebody will hear it and the words can't change. But you're right in the words. It's like your whole D2. The whole D2 is to bring your body into a place where it can withstand these new potential offenses in the striation of your environment. That's why everybody ought to be taking it to death. We call it R2-D2, but you call it something else. But
D2K something
D3K2. We call R2-D2. We like that. It's good from the Star Wars. But anyway, so that's fine. All right, now go to the next one.
All right. You unmute, Bob.
I now remember this list. I remember the sun being like number 4, and it might have been number 1. There was twice. What are you getting different from that list that we had before?
The completement of how it applies now. The completement of how it applies. In those days, there was no clue or hint that all this ridiculous, inappropriate, stupid, crazy word shit, word salad that was laid out then is now applying for right here, right now. There was no way in the world you could ever imagine the environment was going to so change that the sea would turn into goddamn blood, for fuck's sake. Now, you have little hints of it. Now, people go shoot themselves in the face just for something to do. No one would ever believe those words said back then. Now, all of a sudden, Bob, once and finally, you have their undivided attention. Good to be the boss. Eh, Bob?
Thank you, Ian. Good to be the boss. Good to be the boss.
Let me unmute. Okay, so the sixth bowl, the sixth angel pours.
No. Fifth. The fifth bowl. You got to do the fifth bowl.
The fifth of the seven bowls causes the kingdom of the beast. Now, I want to know what that means, to be plunged into great darkness,
That's where we are right now. That's where we are right now. This is right here. Okay. The pain and the suffering of the wicked, that it intensifies. And they gnaw at their tongues in agony. I don't know who I am. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to take an AK-47. I'm going to climb up a building. I'm going to shoot up everybody at the 4th of July parade. I'm going to go kill a bunch of people. And I'm going to get some bullets. And I'm going to kill them all. I'm going to bring tyranny. I'm going to bring death. I'm going to bring destruction. I'm going to be stuck in great darkness. These people are in darkness, Carolyn. They're trying to legislate the position. Say, get rid of all the guns. Well, all the bad people got all the guns. They ruin these people, and then they wonder why they're roaming around in darkness saying, well, I don't like me. My mama don't like me. Nobody likes me. Freud don't like me. Nobody likes me. I'm going to go kill a bunch of people, and I'm going to kill myself if it gets ugly. And if I get caught, I'm going to plead not guilty.
and take my chances.
So this is the darkness.
So the king,
this is that unmitigated darkness that's coming in from pain and suffering, and that's going to intensify. Do you remember we made reference to this back in the day? we would talk about the quote-unquote The Purge. Now, that's a movie you've never watched. We understand that. But they made a series of The Purge where one day a year, everybody can go kill anybody they don't like, and it would be perfectly legal.
Oh, right.
Called The Purge.
Right.
The Purge. And this is, and that's the most ridiculous thing ever, 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 ever. But what you're living right now is an example or a version of the quote-unquote Purge. Because these people that are all messed, they say that's mental, what do you call it, mental imbecility or they have mental trouble, or they, I don't know what those words, I don't know the words, but they say that they're deficit in logical responses of knowing. I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
They get built
mental
in this.
Illness.
In this
the term we came up with, you know, there was a mental illness.
Oh, okay. So, in other words, too many hours of World of Warcraft. Is that what you're trying to say, Bob? Worlds of Warcraft?
No, not trying to say anything. Just remember, I'm using that word.
Yeah, it's like they watched World of Warcraft too long, so they got killing. It's like feeding a dog blood. They get a taste for it. So blood tastes really good once they get a taste for it. And so now they got nothing to lose. They got nothing to lose.
Okay.
So that's why you're seeing
so,
it over and over and over and over and over again with this killing shit. Thanks.
Right, because when the word said kingdom of the beast, I took it as a piece of land, but you're taking it as a mental construct.
Correct. That's laid out in Revelation 16, verse 11. Basically, you're going to start attaching the Christ-Antichrist version. And so the Antichrist says, if you say something I don't like, I'm going to burn down your house or your Bird Dolph Goodman or your road or your blah, 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 fill in the blank. See, that's the antiphonal side of ascension and coming into your place of power. Because not everybody's getting burned up, just a lot of folks.
Okay, when the words about the fifth bowl say the followers of the Antichrist refuse to repent of what they had done, who are
Correct.
They in present time?
The people who climb up on the roof, shoot a bunch of 50, 70, they shoot 70 bullets, and they get caught as a little girl walking through the crowd. They catch them 8 hours later, and they told everybody they did it, and I'm the one who did it. And then they put them before the magistrate, before the judge, and he says, how do you plead? He says, not guilty.
Yeah.
He pleads not guilty. They refuse to repent for what they have done, even after admitting they did it.
Uh-huh.
So now that's a whole other thing. And so for the next 20 years, we'll have trials and tribulations regarding over this whole positional, because they have rights, goddammit. They have rights or lefts. Rights or lefts. It's rights or lefts. We forget. It's one of those others. They take a lot of lefts when they have rights. So that's all we know.
Yeah, very interesting. They are left. The sixth bowl, the sixth angel pours out his bowl of judgment on the Euphrates. Now, this is where the river is dried up in preparation for Armageddon, which is quite
the kings of the east. No.
Yeah.
Don't say it that way. You're right. Your words are right. But it's in preparation for the kings of the east making their way to their own destruction. That's Revelation 16:12. So it's the kings of the east making their way. Now, your words were right, but nobody knows what that means. But when you say the kings of the east making their way to their own destruction, all of a sudden you put a little heat, more and more heat in the fire. Now, go ahead.
Now, is the east the Middle East here?
We don't want to give deference to it. We would, knowing from where you're asking it, we'd say absolutely. But other people would have a, you know, they're going to try to bring the United Arab Emirates into this conversation, or Izmir, Turkey, or just east of Bethany, or someplace in that the Ottoman Empire. And we're not trying to make that as a point of order. But the way you say it, yes, that's exactly right. But we're not pinpointing of something what we call a sand nigga would have to embrace from that side. It's a little bigger than that. So from the way you know it, the way you're saying it, we agree. But we don't put a pinpoint on it to say this is the dot, this is the Temple Mount that it all become from or spawned from, you see.
But then can we say Afghanistan?
Doesn't matter. Same thing. Because it's go to every place where the unclean spirits look like frogs. That's
yeah.
Them. And if you look at them, they start looking like frogs. That's where it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it's mm-hmm. coming from the mouth of Bob, the mouth of Satan himself.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 13.
Praise Bob.
16, 13. Yeah. Verse 16, 13. Yep.
Yeah. Good, good. Okay. So then we have the Armageddon. That's going on.
Wait. You didn't finish the sixth bowl. Here we go. Here's
no,
where it gets good. The demons start coming in. They're P.T. Barnum, Carolyn. They're ludicrous. They're doing miracles. They can deceive the kings of the earth and gather them to the final battle of the day of the Lord. That's verse 14, 16, 14.
Mm.
And see, under this demonic, quote, demonic influence, the kings, they will gather together to a place in Hebrew called Armageddon. Verse 16.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to lead everybody and perfect them into this false position of power. See, that's where this is now. You're going to start having we're not talking about money. Please know we're not talking about money. We're talking about miraculous intervention that will allow this to flow, because you're going to help those people. Remember your pledge? You were trying to make the world better, blah, blah, blah. Well, now you get to. Now you get to it. It ain't about no goddamn money, for fuck's sake, because Bob ruined that for everybody. He ruined that for everybody. Poor Bob. Thank Bob for destroying the world before people got too attached. Bob destroyed the world before people got too attached to it. So
they don't even miss it. Okay, Carolyn, I have something to interject there. So when J.W. stayed at the Queen's Castles, and went to Mar-a-Lago and all these places the past couple of years, were there demons there in that timing?
Certainly. And that's how he survived being poisoned so many times, because he was always watching for it, but he couldn't separate himself from the condition. See, you get in a room full of COVID, and you don't have to get the COVID, but you're still exposed to it. Well, then they decided they'd amp it up a little bit. So they went straight fucking ricin. Hard to live through ricin, Bob. Hard to live. Do you realize how much magnesium you got to take to overcome ricin poisoning? It's a big deal, man. It'll give you the scours. Hey, Bob, it'll give you the scours on a good day, man. I'm just saying, you got to. That's a lot. So the point then becomes, it's got to be larger than itself. The sum has to be larger than itself. Are you getting Bert's TikToks now, Bobby? There's two or three you should look at, eh?
Yeah.
You should look at some of those numerical versions of those spins of that keeps repeating in nature. That's an example of what Carolyn's bringing up here, and she's doing exactly right, because she's trying to apply what we already know into what's happening right here and now, the first church or the dirty here and now. So she's applying it, and if you'll excerpt the things we couldn't play, you can play the rest of that, which will be very helpful if you want to. But you got to lay it into the specifics, because it's fixing to intensify. And you're going to see people gnawing out their tongues in agony. That's what we're trying to say. This thing called ascension is going to become a bit normal from those tracks. Now, we're not talking about track lines or scars from people that are shooting up. They got track, too. They're doing really good at it, because they're getting conditioned for their position. And now, thank goodness, there's enough drugs in the United States to kill everybody in the United States of America twice. Right here, right now. $5 a lick. $5 a lick will change your life, because there's
They'll be putting it in Starbucks coffee soon.
Might as well. Double mocha latte with a jab.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Ready for the seventh bowl?
Did you finish the day of the Lord? Did you finish now the day of the Lord in verse 14? Then we're talking about the sixth bowl.
Uh-uh.
The day of the Lord in verse 14. That's the kick. This becomes that final battle. Now, you notice there's a lot of shit going down here, and we've been saying it all along, and it's actually now going down. You see, back then, it really wasn't going down. Everybody was still worrying about their mutual funds. When they had mutual funds, they were considering how that was working out. Now, it changes again, and now we're coming into that battle royale where everything's
right.
at stake. And where now, listen, where everything's at stake and nothing matters. Everything's at stake and nothing matters. Because everything that mattered has no value. Everything that was important is discounted to pennies or nothing. I mean, it was kind of a joke when we said, well, y'all don't run out and buy your Mac Mansion. Just wait 30 minutes, and once folks start falling out, you just pick which one you want. It won't cost you nothing. We were being cheeky. There you are now. There you are now. Go to Zillow. They'll tell you all about it. You can get some bargains even in the 58 these days. Yeah.
Now, you talked about the three kings from the east, and I have words here that talk about the three unclean spirits that look like frogs coming from the mouths of Satan, the Antichrist, and the false prophet. So
Correct. Who
are those people represented by
currently the government,
besides Bob?
The government, the New World Order, the ones that are trying to reset everything to have a Green New Deal, which is just a tiny little part of the whole thing, for a reset, a global reset, making there be one money, one world, one God, which isn't the real one. So those subsets that say you can't have this, you can't do that, you can have a gun if you're a Democrat and kill everybody and we'll forgive you. We're not going to put you in jail or have you have a bond. But if you have a gun and you're a Republican, then we're going to hang you on a nice, nice fashioned oak laced tree. That's the problem. But now that's shifting. And look what's happening. See, the whole thing of this now, everything that we knew to be terrible and oh my God, we're going to die, is shifting hard. The pendulum is swinging incredibly hard. It's like draining the Thames, the river.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see it. It won't take long. Because now everything is down where a third of the government says, oh, I don't want to do this anymore. I'm out. Third of the government says, through, I'm done. Bye. Love you. Bye, too. Bye.
Mm-hmm.
And the queen
pissed
off because now she's going to have the 16th prime minister. She was hoping to be long dead by now. Now she's got to have the 16th prime minister to straighten the mother bunch of shit out. And then labor's going to have to resign too when they should be jumping up and down ready to take over the world. But now the conservatives have lost and labor's lost. So we're going to have love and labor's lost. It's going to be kind of fun. But Nigel's still there. Don't worry. Nigel's always in the background.
Yeah.
He's still excited about the whole outcome. That's Trump's boy. Okay. Now, we got that straightened out.
Here's Bob.
Why is everybody quitting being the government? Why is there no fun in it?
Because they can't. Because it's not fun, Bob. They have to be responsible. Where's Angela Merkel? She ruled the world. She controlled the world. She's like, I'm good. I love y'all. Bye. Love you. Mm-mm. Bye. See ya. Ta-ta for now. TTFN. I'm done.
Yeah, Bob, we've talked about that many times.
Yeah, just to get
it
out.
I ain't running nothing. Because anybody running something,
The problems are too big.
It's not about fun.
No.
It's about
It's about
losing
power. They don't have power, and when the people rise up against them, that's who they're going to rise up against. So they're not going to go after Angela Merkel. She's like, well, I'm just a poor little widow woman. I'm a nice little lesbian. I don't bother nobody. I'm not even in power anymore. I didn't do this. I'm happy. Or Patsy Deutsch, I'm good. You know, it's all good. I'd be happy. So they're stepping out of it because they see that's what's happened with Macron. That's what's happened with what is that place called, Canada, if they even have anything. I don't think they have anything anymore. But same thing is happening all across, as we said all along, that it was all going to fall away, that they're not going to want to be that. So now it's one thing to have two or three resign. That happens. In the White House, they're jumping ship like drowning rats. They're jumping off quickly between that and then the SCOTUS. But now Bob's going to ask about that later. We don't want to muddle up your bowls, because your bowls are very important. That's what we're doing right now. But there's the whole breaking. Each line is destroying itself. It's eviscerating. Each branch of what you call the government is eviscerating itself. And that's happening globally. It's a global problem with local pandemonium. It's a global problem with local pandemonium. So now it goes back to the states. So now it comes back to the province. So now it comes back to the district. So now it comes back to the city. So now it comes back to the little province. So now it comes back to a little bitty tiny nothing thing. But then it has the global implication of changing how we represent power in an ever-changing world within a dulcimered dichotomy. Dichotomy.
You're saying the pendulum is swinging to the people's favor, or the people become powerful, yet they're all going to get wiped out by the bowls that you just been talking
doesn't
about.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Power's power, Bob. Power doesn't go away. People do, but the power doesn't go away. That's the rub. People follow the power. The power doesn't follow the people. Power to the people.
Yeah.
No. Now, see, if they fall away, power's still there. They're trying, the humans are trying to come into their, sorry, we didn't mean, we're sorry,
yeah,
Bob.
Yeah, no, it's okay.
Did the
you
middle
don't have
of
to explain
our,
yourself.
Did the middle,
you don't
did the
to,
middle of our sentence, did the middle of our sentence bump into the beginning of yours? We didn't mean to.
Yeah. This was, I was explaining to Lisa and Christy yesterday.
Christy.
What we call social mortar or language in media, what goes on independent of humans, you're calling power.
Of course, because that's how, you know what brocade means? Brocade?
Some kind of bracelet?
No, brocade is like an interweaving, an interlocutory, an interspatial condition. A cloth, a weave, and a braid of cloth like that that creates a faction that has to be observed. So that's what you're describing of what you see. But the seeing doesn't create broquet. Broquet is broquet. But what you're talking about what you see, the brocade position is what you're judging those words by. And it's right, but it doesn't create it. That's the difference. You see that?
It doesn't create power, but power looks like a brocade?
Correct. That the weaving, once it's woven, once you have tatted lace, you can't untat lace. That would represent power. You can tear it, maybe. You can rip it, but it still doesn't change the condition of the tatted lace in a brocade position.
Yeah, that word, tatted. What's the word?
Tatted. Tatting.
Yeah.
Lace. Tatting lace. Like chantilly. Chantilly lace. Chantilly lace.
I put a fine point on this. So McClune used to quote the Dogon tribe in Africa. They said language was weaving. That's what you're talking about? The original perception of that?
No. Language is the shuttle. He didn't say that. He said language was the shuttle. The tatting, the shuttle. That you go between the weave, the shuttle, that casts the thread between the weave. It wasn't the weave, it was the shuttle. You got to read, you should read McLuhan, Bob. It'll help.
Yeah. So the shuttle is language, and what is power in that mix?
The pull of the weave that makes it tight. It sets it. It sets the shuttled thread. It sets it into the weave. The fruit of the loom. Yes. Good.
That's good. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So we got you all the way through verse 16 in the Hebrew word Armageddon. Now you're going to go into the emptying of the atmosphere. Seventh bowl then, eh?
Yep. Seventh bowl is emptied into the atmosphere as a loud voice in heaven says it is done.
That's Revelation 16:17, for those that are keeping up. We do this for Jenny. She hates it so much, but we had to put it in there. Mm-hmm. Revelation 16:17.
And the result is flashes of lightning and an earthquake so severe that blah, blah, blah. Jerusalem is split into three parts. All the cities of the world collapse.
No. Go back. Verse 18. No earthquake like it has ever occurred since mankind has been on the earth. So tremendous was the quake that you will divide Jerusalem into three parts. It's almost there now. It's almost there now. Because remember, we just lost all of Israel's government, too. Remember, they all fell away just last week. Nobody talks about this. Everything's falling on every level. But Bob takes notes and comes back and says, well, we've now concluded that all the governments and all the priories have of Zion, S-I-O-N, have now fallen. And the kingdoms of my God are me. And I am the kingdom of those lands and rules and reigns. Because nothing else will ever occur larger than my position in those dichotomies. We don't like that word, but Bob does, so we'll use it. And so those three parts are the Hindades version of the three parts of Bob. And those cities and those worlds are going to collapse. And that's in verse 19. When the islands are flooded, the mountains disappear, verse 20, and the giant hailstones, that's 100-pound hailstones, honey, verse 21. 100-pound hailstones? Hey, Carolyn, you know, a bag of sacrete, the concrete is about 80 pounds. It's not that big, but it's about 80 pounds. It's pretty dense. 100-pound hailstones. You know, yeah, your roofing is good, but it won't withstand 100-pound hailstones. Verse 21.
Yeah.
Okay,
and those under judgment are cursed.
I want to ask about what he said so far. The three parts are a result of the destruction, the three parts of Jerusalem? Or
no,
they're
you
divided
do it. You
up
did
into
it.
Three.
The Hindades version of your position. You've presented edicts. You've set out things. You've called things to be done, and they have been. And nobody likes it, so they're pushing against it. And then they have to respond. And then you come right back and just go, all right, then say some words. Let's hear your words. And then those words falter because they're not up to your words. And then you agree or disagree or like or don't like or fetch or unfetch or throw or pitch or catch or whatever. Everything else a rabbit can do to a goddamn stump. That's our Bob. That's what he does. Then what happens is he loops back around and says, okay, please yourself. What you want to do? Please yourself. What you want to do? Well, Ion says ascend. If you don't want to ascend, we understand. So come stand right over here and we'll sing Zappa to you till you die. So that'll be good. At least you'll go with at least a nice thought or you'll wish you're dead. You do it just right, you'll be wishing you was dead. So that'll be good. Listen to Zappa long enough. Then what happens is those are the three sides. So it's Hindades on each three parts. One by means of two and the position of the three stages of apprehension. The three stages of apprehension. This is so good, Bob. You're getting some good crap. Carolyn's doing it, Bob, not you. Carolyn's doing it. She's doing a good job.
Yeah, so the three parts are the result of all that stuff need negotiating with people.
Stages of apprehension.
What are the three stages?
Well, we just said, you laid it out. You said, okay, money's gone. Just keep tapping. You say FEMA cramps. Okay, get ready because you're going to FEMA cramp. Okay, you got to come into a place where the world's going to fall. The world's going to die. The world's going to burn. I didn't start the fire, but the world's been burning since the world's been turning. Da-da-da-da-da-da. All the way up to REO Speedwagon, Bob. It goes south pretty much after that. But then with that ELO, you know, don't ever discount ELO.
Yeah.
Electrolyte.
That's the third phase.
So,
that's
correct.
Third phase.
And those versions have now come to a place where everything is spent. Everything that you would count to be important is gone. Your family is gone. Where's your family, Bob? Where's your family? Carolyn, where's your family? Are they there? Where are they? Where are they? They're gone. Everybody's family's gone. Bert's family's gone. Aaron's family, they're gone. Everybody's family's gone. Now, that's important. That's one stage of apprehension. So then they had to go, well, I've got to ascend and come into my place of power. That's what I got to do. That's all I can do. So now it's down to me and me. Right? So there's another stage. So each level comes with its own conditioned response. Good.
Okay, that's two. What was the third level?
The end time, the Valley of Megiddo. verse 16.
After the me.
Correct. Well, you gotta navigate it to realize that this is okay. I don't like it like this. I want my mama, I want my mama. Mama ain't there now. Uh-oh. Where's my mama? I want my mama. You got to get over that to go to the next level. But then find, I want my mankind. Mankind's not there. Okay, now here comes the third part. I want my God. My God, my God, my God. Eli, Abba Sabbatani. Why have you forsaken me? That's what Jesus said on the cross right before his potential ascension. See, you want to know where you are in connection to your place with God. Why can't I get God to me? You see, that's where we're coming to just about now.
Mm-hmm. No God. We're coming to a position that God ain't there?
No, not no God, that God comes into you.
Okay.
Remember, this is
the
apprehension. The
third stage.
This is the apprehension. The apprehension is that you come into your place of power, and you are apprehensive regarding that condition because you can't believe you are God. But yet you have to be. Otherwise, good. Or it's like they used to say about you, Bob, that you're the only hell your mother ever raised.
Right. So when you get into the third stage in godness, is the Armageddon happening at the same time?
No, that's in the sixth bowl. What you're talking about is the seventh bowl, which is Carolyn's ready to do now.
Okay, so the three stages are part of the seventh bowl.
Correct, the finish of it. Because now it's done. Now it is done.
So can you go back and do some of the stuff before the three start parts, which are the finish of the seventh ball? Is she going to fill in something
She kind of has. She's doing it all along. She just got to own it. See, it's one thing to do it. It's another thing to own it. You can paint the Mona Lisa, but if you don't sign it, is it yours? You got to sign it. So she's doing that. She's just getting it. She's getting it all.
Are you ready for me to go on, Bob, or do you want to take it all over and say
okay.
that this is your
I'm not ready. You
as
can
as
shut
well.
Up. I can say something. What is the relationship of the vials and bowls we've gone to the four horsemen of the apocalypse?
Babylon.
We haven't finished them.
Babylon.
What did you say?
Babylon.
Babylon's coming up. Will you let us finish, and then you can ask your important questions?
That's the fate of Babylon, Revelation
17. Don't you look at me. Get back to work. Stop looking at me.
Hey, Karen, go get one of them chocolate bars. Get one of those chocolate bars he doesn't eat and throw at him again. That'll show him. That's a ticket.
So the seventh bowl, we're talked about that being emptied into the atmosphere and the flashes of lightning, the earthquake severe. Talked about Jerusalem splitting, cities of the world collapsing, islands flooded, mountains disappear, giant hailstones, those under judgment, cursed God on account of the plague of hail because the plague was so terrible. So they're still cursing. They haven't learned a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the epilogue of all of it is, the epilogue is the world mourns the fall of Babylon, chapter 18.
Mm-hmm.
But heaven's rejoiced.
No, wait. Now, just in that point now, look here. They're reviling against this condition that the environment has put them in, but they're not taking advantage of the power that causes the earth to produce 100-pound hail. See, if they would embrace that power, they could control it. Okay. Now, wait. A nuclear power plant, it embraces a lot of power. It tries to channel it and flow it and control it and then release it safely.
Mm-hmm.
Not as in a nuclear explosion, but that's the whole thing about this place of power. And it's giving the big picture, the Ben-Hur version of apartheid, for fuck's sake. It's given these details that you can embrace as pictorial conditions, but it's all about the hugeness, magnanimous position of this place of power that the humans are going to have to come from God, which is you. And so now the angels of the seventh bowl talk about the fate of Babylon, Revelation 17. Now go ahead, Carol.
Hey, Carol, all that stuff you just listed 2 minutes ago, earthquake. That was running through the first six bowls, or that was all the seventh bowl?
That was all the seventh bowl.
I was just seventh bowl. Okay, so the culmination here, I call it the epilogue, is, but the heavens rejoice, chapter 19. Jesus Christ then returns in glory to defeat the armies of the Antichrist at Armageddon and to set up his kingdom on earth. Revelation chapter
6. That's 20. Revelation
so,
1 through 6. 1 through 6.
So we seem to have a good outcome.
Of course you do. If you embrace the place of power.
Yes. So that's us going up to Andromeda.
If you don't. Well, no, even just before Andromeda. You've got to be a god before you can make the trip. You'll never survive the trip. You'll become Sam. You'll become, you got to ascend before that journey takes place.
Yeah, that's me hovering over the Battle of Belgium that Nostradamus lays out for me. That's the seventh.
As a good example. But see, Bob keeps talking about Belgium, and we don't know why, because that's very troublesome. But he keeps bringing it up like he's going to make a thing out of it. And it's a pretty nasty thing he's talking about here. So leave it to our Bob to stir up some more shit that somebody like you, Karen, is going to clean up later. So fear not, honey. It's coming.
Okay, Kim, you listed off a bunch of stuff, and you said it's all in seven bowl. One of them was earthquake. Earthquake is in number five or six.
As well, but not the worst earthquake that's ever been an earthquake ever.
They define it as the worst of the worst.
And that's in the seventh bowl.
Ever has been. Correct.
Right, Kim, that's in the seventh bowl.
It's going to define. Well, it's through the different bowls, different earthquakes, but not the worst. It becomes woe, meaning grief, anguish, affliction. That's Revelation 9:20, in time. But now, there's another part that we're going to stir in here just to make things interesting. You got to be careful because that you have Ephesians 4:30. It's also going to come apart, 5 for 5 months. Revelations 9:5 with painful stings. And they're going to people be begging for death. Death's easy right now. But soon death's going to become hard. You're going to suffer. You're going to travail. You're going to languish. You're going to wither. Where before you just take one little pill and you wake up in the fentanyl gaze or that stance where you freeze a certain way when you die. It's not going to be easy like that. They will not release death. Death won't be an answer. Death won't work. They're starting to figure that out. And then people are not going to live, so they're really going to embrace all this fentanyl that's floating around between the monkeypox and the shooting them in the face and. I mean, you start looking at the world as we're looking at it now, and you can't believe it. It's like, this is crazy. What the hell are you talking about? I'm having a bad day, Margie. I'm going to go down to Walmart, and I'm going to shoot a bunch of people in the face. By God, I'll show them. And you need something, give me some Bisquick. I'm out of Bisquick. Pick me up some Bisquick after you kill everybody. All right, honey. I'll get you some Bisquick. We'll have some buttermilk biscuits when we get back. That'd be great. But if I don't kill myself in the process. So we're looking at this, the whole big picture, and we're looking at it going, this is not logical. People don't kill each other just because they're not happy. For Pete's sake. I'm not having a good day. By God, somebody's going to die. Fuck this. I'm done with this. You don't like it, say stuff. I wish you would. So now it's for people that aren't even saying anything. See, it's insanity. And that's where we are. Not what Bob put us into. It's where we are, to the point where now those words way back then start to make sense now. Because when we said them back then, Bob was like, that's ridiculous. Who in the hell is going to run around killing everybody for something to do? It's like sport. Nobody's going to do that. Nobody's going to poison the sea. The red bloom's not going to come. People are not going to starve to death, for fuck's sake. People aren't going to pay $8 for a gallon of gas. I don't know who buys gas. This is crazy. People are going to be FEMA cramps, but who's going to go? Okay, there's going to be FEMA cramps, but who's going to go sign in and check in to live in a FEMA cramp, for Pete's sake? Who's going to do that? Oh, okay, we're going to get rid of media college. Okay, but people are still going to go to college, aren't they? Well, why not? I don't understand. Why not? See, they're up. Well, there's no more medicine anymore. Well, people are still going to go to the doctor, aren't they? then all of a sudden now the doctors aren't there, the doctors aren't available, things aren't happening. It's just not a good day. So now your insurance company becomes the god. Because if your insurance doesn't cover it, you don't have a say for that recent life flight adventure.
Mm-hmm. I just want to say, Carolyn, that I never said denied all that stuff. I predicted it all, CKLN. So
Matthew 24:22.
What? What's said there?
Oh, if those days had not been cut short, no one would survive. Matthew 24:22.
Is that what I used to point out?
It is. But yeah, you quote the Bible all the time, Bob. Even Ephesians 1:22. You Bible scholar. Herbert W. Armstrong would be proud of you, Bob. There is a fountain filled with Bob.
Well, I wasn't. Mm-hmm. I would let Nelson
is
do
that
it.
What I pointed out, Ion, Bob?
It is, darling.
Is that what
it
I
is.
Said?
No, I got Nelson
Bob,
to point it out.
Bob is the Bible scholar that follows McLuhan. He's the Bible scholar that follows McLuhan. That's our boy.
I come in after McLuhan, is what you're saying.
Apparently. Hofanel, Hobab. Mm-hmm.
And just if you could comment on why is the seventh vial focusing on the fate of Babylon the Great?
Because Babylon is what's falling. You do know, we haven't said this before, and this may be controversial, but you do understand that the Catholic Church is Babylon. You get that, right?
Oh.
Bob does. Bob does. That is Babylon. That's what it's become to. That is those examples, because they don't represent Jesus Christ, the Savior person. There's a whole other line that lays all that out. That's very well documented. But we didn't want to say it because we're not trying to make every Catholic be the follower of Babylon. To be fair, Suebone and Babylon throw great parties. They have good parties. You got to give them that. They have great parties.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's pretty intense.
Significant. That's why it's falling. That's why it's falling, and that's why this whole mess is turning into a mess, as it were.
Mm-hmm. So the mythology of Babylon, it's known for its vileness, correct?
Yes. So is the Catholic Church.
There you go. Wow. Okay. Okay, good. Bob, do you
How could a religion that's supposed to be based on Jesus be filled with all of its leadership documented in pedophilia, for fuck's sake? How do you get there? How do you wake up one day and say, oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, I'm close to God. I'm a pedophile. Come on now. that's a stretch on a bad day.
All the popes were pedophiles. Would you agree?
Either that or they were complicit with it. Some weren't. Except the Borgias, they liked everybody. The Borgias would sleep with everybody. They didn't even care who they slept with. And, I mean, the Marquis de Sade was a character reference for the Borgias.
Okay. Now, the Catholic Church is Babylon. What is the Protestant Church in relationship to that?
Jonathan Edwards, the antiphonal side. You're all doomed. Gloom, despair, and agony, deep, dark depression, excessive misery. You're all sinners. You're all going to die, and you might as well get used to it because it's over. It's the swing side, the swing state, the far, far left or the right, right, left, or the left, right, right, left, a left, you know, that world.
Wow. Doom, despair, and agony, Bob. Doom, despair, and agony.
The Protestant Church
deep, dark
is
depression.
The court jester? The court
no,
of Vatican?
That's the part that says that you're doomed. That's the part that says you're not going to make it. You're not going to make it. You're not good enough. You can't be good enough. And it'll be over soon.
Herbert W. Armstrong.
Of course.
Yeah.
Okay, so we are leaving the vials. Anything more about them, Bob? Bob gives a head shake.
Are we playing all that on Saturday?
I think so, except the part you're not supposed to.
Except the little Nickelback. Give you some good to work with. And then people will actually go back to their notes because you got some old hounds that remember when we did that whole series. Imagine that.
Yeah.
And they sort of embraced it. So now they can have the parody of engaging it, to parallel it to the right here and now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Couple more questions about carbon. It seems to be in the air. Graphene is an allotrope of carbon consisting of a single layer of atoms arranged in a two-dimensional honeycomb lattice nanostructure. This sounds like carbon nanotubes or ions cloud structure or perhaps part of super sugar structure. Is that all true?
Like it, except for the what everybody's fussing about. They're fussing about graphene oxide, which this is not. The oxide is what they're using to drive it into the negative. Remember, we said from the beginning, sex is God's idea, and pornography is the counterintuitive aspect or ratio of that engagement.
Yeah. Okay.
So the oxide is what gets it all messed up. Mm-hmm.
I know. I mean, we get the same thing when people say, well, your picometer minerals are nano, so they're nanotechnology. Mm-hmm. People just mix up the
Queen's English. Well, we could go back to Angstrom, but remember they didn't like Angstrom either. Remember in those days you couldn't say Angstrom either in those days. So.
Mm-hmm. Let's not. Yeah. Okay. A question about the World Trade Center steel. In Bert's notes, he talks about, you say it was shipped to the mountain, and then you said these words to Gene. Do you know what steel is? It's an alloy of iron, but it's an alloy of iron.
Alloy.
Iron and carbon. Mm-hmm. And so you said that makes it very special. Has it become, is the specialness of this World Trade Center steel, was that caused by the high temperatures of the fire?
No. It was when the World Trade Center was built. It was supposed to be a whole other thing. Remember Olivia in Fringe when she was in the elevator of the World Trade Center. Then all of a sudden there was no World Trade Center. And the next thing you know, she was there with Billy. That was the example of that steel position morphing into each other or interacting with each other, that special steel.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it had to go back to China or the mountain because it couldn't be found. They have one little piece of it that didn't get done that is in the museum in New York, which you can touch, which is the silliest thing in the whole wide world. We don't know why they would ever do it. It didn't even look like normal steel. How they snuck it out, we have no idea to know, but they did. So it's like, okay.
No, silly in the sense that it's dangerous?
They shouldn't have it. They shouldn't be able. You can go touch it right now. They shouldn't be able to do that. You shouldn't be able to access it, study it, test it. You shouldn't do that. You shouldn't be able to do that.
And who would say you shouldn't be able to do that?
Everybody who isn't ascended.
Who is not ascended or who is?
Correct. Is not ascended. Correct.
Well, they wouldn't have a clue about it in any way, shape, or form.
No, I understand, but then the question would be, why would it be so special that it all had to be shipped quietly and quickly from barges back to the mountain? We didn't fail.
Yeah, but yeah, humans do stupid things. That's for sure. They
that's
probably
true.
Think it's
fair.
Cool.
Fair.
Mm-hmm. I got it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Got it. What you? No, you didn't. No, you didn't, girl. No, you didn't. According to Bob. No, it's the knee-jerk reaction. The better question anybody would be asking the question would be, wait a second, what did you do? We have destruction, okay? Buildings, towers fail, blah, 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 blah. Why wouldn't you take and grind up the concrete, reuse it again? Why wouldn't you repurpose the steel and use the same steel to build, what is it, World Trade Center 1 or Trade Center 1? Why wouldn't you use that same stuff to make the new stuff? Why wouldn't you do that? Mm. That don't make no sense. Why would you barge it up and ship it all the way to goddamn China? That make any sense?
I don't think anybody knew that. Nobody knew that.
Well, yeah, you can look it right up and tell you that all the contents were barged up and shipped up. They had to get rid of it somewhere, so they shipped it to China.
It's trying, well, if it's at the mountain, then they know what to do with it. It didn't go
no,
to
yeah, yeah. No, it, correct. That's right. But they didn't say the mountain. They said China. And that was very well known. They showed pictures of it. Bob has those in his, I might have been a mega upload, though, so you better check.
Right.
Better check that.
And now for
Carolyn, hold it.
Albert?
Did you hear Ion say that the towers were taken down at the mountain?
No.
Did you say that, Ion?
No.
Well, the fact that they were in a parallel world and they were removed, absorbed in some other world, was the mountain involved with that?
Yes, for sure. Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty amazing. And are we allowed to broadcast that?
Yes. Yeah, it's over, Bob. It's through. You can do it. Well, it's those that would be offended won't live long enough to complain about it.
Is William Barr in a deep state item? And you said he's faithful to Donald J. Trump. Is that still true? I don't believe so.
No, you don't know what that is. So your words are, to believe that is perfectly fine and well. No problem with that.
Right.
But that story hasn't finished. See, you have both sides to the middle. Well, you could have very easily say, is Donald Trump still for Donald J. Trump today? Don't know. The pathogens are getting a little weary because you can't really tell the difference because he's making more money on the backside than he ever did on the front side. So it's like which side is the side he's trying to navigate from side. And so now we know that it doesn't have anything to do with either of them. It has everything to do with Bob's position with them. Because, see, as he says, Trump says, there's always, you can always get financing. Always. Always can get financing. That's never a problem. So then you're kind of going, well, no, wait a second. Why is there an issue then if they can always get financing and there's never a problem? Then why is there a problem? Or what is the problem?
Mm-hmm.
So he sidebars himself as well. And Barr is just trying to stay afloat because he's concerned. He's boogered up because now he potentially has been on the wrong horse. So he was trying to see if Liz Cheney was going to make the cut or if Trump was going to come back or not come back or whatever. But Trump could care less at this point because he has no interest in it. He's going to be a viceroy and he knows it. There ain't no problem.
Mm-hmm.
You don't do what you want to do. He's not jumping up and down. He'll tell you quit out of the milk, got the coconut. But he doesn't have a regard about what anything is or everything is. That doesn't bother him. He's like, okay, it is what it is. People do bad. He's a bad dude. He's a bad dude. He does bad things. But Barr's not going to have any say in it in the big picture.
Right.
What was that last sentence? He doesn't what? He's saying
Barr is not going to have a say in the big picture.
Is Barr a sidebar?
Well, we don't know. See, that's the rub. That's what Karen was bringing up. We're not sure. That story hasn't finished yet. We've got to wait and see. We're still waiting on the reruns. Vivian Vance hasn't said how it's going to go yet.
All right, Karen, that's it. Thank you very much, Karen. Excellent questioning. Produced a lot of good information.
Don't you patronize me, Bob.
Bob, don't pet the rattlesnakes. Don't pet the rattlesnakes. They don't like it. Do not pet the rattlesnakes. Good.
Thank you, Ion. Much appreciated.
Yes, darling, always.
Okay, Bob. Okay, I'm going through my questions. Does the tech body have something to do with the symbol chart on the wall here that Carol started to talk about in the last session?
Maybe.
And then I have another.
Don't you let that go. You're not through with that. You slow up that big trigger. You just hold on a minute. Does the tech body have anything to do with those symbols at all? Maybe. Did the tech body influence the acronyms that those potential directions prescribe? Maybe, but not empirically. Are those symbols necessary in navigating a path or a position that's going to be helpful for humans in the process of ascension? Absolutely. Exactly what would be the degree of capacity that those symbols would represent? Well, the tree of life. What part of the tree of life is represented in those symbols, therefore, presented? All of the empirical lines that those graphs and charts point to. Yeah, okay. Now you're done with it. You did good. Boy, that was good, Bob. You did great. Congratulations. You did. Mm-hmm, Bob.
Okay, well, I'd have these words. Talking about the chart, you say a dulcimer striking the 13 parts of the chart. Is that included in what you just said?
It most certainly is. Excellent.
And it's within the it's all in the pentatonic scale?
Yes, but you don't exactly know what that means. Between the majors and the minors. So if you could just say those words and leave it, great, but you don't really know what that means. So yes, it's like that, but it's not as you know it per se. That fair?
And,
fair.
Right. And is the symbol chart an improvement of the periodic table, or it has nothing to do with the periodic table?
The periodic table is wrong. So, it doesn't have anything to do with the periodic table because it's incorrect, completely incorrect.
So what the purpose of the periodic table served for secular science?
It was calculating the atomic weight of elements that is inappropriate for it's on a Newtonian platform that even Edgar Cayce couldn't embrace, and he embraced everything.
Yeah, and a Newtonian platform. So that the symbolic chart is the actual real relevant periodic table.
Okay. I mean, we're just going to say yeah because it's an archetype that you're bantering, trying to make a point. And we go, okay, he made a point. We like that point, but it doesn't make any difference in the big picture.
Is the symbolic chart in the angel diagram?
No.
Okay. Has anything to do with it? Is it a parallel, a mirror?
It's a what not to do. It's a what not to do in the Nothing Burger story of life. A what not to do in the Nothing Burger story of life. Good.
So the angel diagram. Is the symbolic chart connected to the angel diagram? What did you say about that?
He said no.
Okay. What is the purpose of the symbolic chart? Is it just for me and Carolyn?
It's going to have, yes, for right now it is, but you're going to have it others. Others had access to it, but they scoffed and donned it to the willows. So they messed up. So because they didn't embrace it, then it's not for them. But it will be available for others. Just don't get rid of them. Just save them. But you've been good about it. You've saved them so far. So that's good.
What was the role, purpose of the angel chart?
To connect the dots to learn how to navigate within the angels so that you don't defy the lotus bloom from blooming or becoming.
Do you Did you know, Ken, to use the angel diagram to negotiate your relations with the angels?
Of course she does. That's what they're for.
The 14 rings are related to the 14 keys and away movements and all that, Joe?
They are. Certainly. That's how you nav. That's the pattern that you use to gauge the up from down, over from under, left from right.
Okay. What you mean the Escher pattern, the weird?
We like that. We like that. We didn't want to say that. Listen, now we didn't want to say that because that confuses people. But when you say it, we can overlay it to a point to say, ah, right. And this comes into a thing that connects kinda. A good Escher will always connect the dots. Because a good Escher will always make you question every level. When you start up the stairs, now you're going upstairs to go downstairs, or downstairs to go upstairs, or left, right, over, none of the Escher is so lost into itself. If you look at it with your eye, it doesn't make any sense. But if you have to pay attention within the Escher so you don't get lost like Alice in Wonderland or the Mary Queen of Hearts, you don't get stuck. You don't get lost in the maze or the labyrinth thereof. But you have to pay attention. Otherwise, you're never going to be able to survive the indoctrination of a limitless condition that has ultimate or penultimate desirous outcomes that you don't control. And that's what the humans are doing right now. They're doing all this bullshit, 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 thinking they're going to get somewhere, and they're not. Bob, there's a lot of rich people that don't work hard for a living. There's a lot of poor people that ain't got nothing that aren't lazy. There's a lot of smart people that didn't ever go to school, and there's a lot of stupid people that are PhD candidates, you see. And everybody that's talking about heaven, Bob, ain't going.
Yes. Okay, so
those are those pragmatic Escher conditions that you're confoundedly expressing appropriately. That's very good.
Yeah, now you said Escher, A-S-H, as opposed to Escher, E-S-C-H. What's the difference?
One's out and one's in. That's the 13th and the 14th, the inside-outside, the 14th ring.
Okay.
Balance and valence.
And it goes through the seventh ring? That's where the Escher is, not the Escher.
That's exactly right. That's exactly correct. That's right. But see, when they start moving, that movement then becomes that place or interaction. Let's just say interaction. We like that word, interaction. Good.
Now, where is the action of Bob Rofanel or all that I'm doing? Where is that in the angel diagram? Is it in any particular ring?
All of them. It loops into all of them. Every time they, you know, the little marks, the little pluses and the little marks, Bert knows it very well. You've probably never really looked at it, but I mean, it's just a little, it'd be a bother for you to look at it. But Bert's looked at it. Every time there's a plus in that conversation, that's a marker of how close or far the chart is to you. But see, we are sad that this has to be completely revolved around you. It'd be so ridiculous. It would be so much easier if it could just be normal. But no, we got to go Bob way. It's blocked down Bob rule. Which to the chagrin of many, that's where we're bound presently. But we can't change it now.
Zimbabwe.
The Zimbabwe. 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 Yeah,
you know what Zim is, Cal? That's Allen Ginsberg interview in Playboy magazine, April 69, the issue after McLuhan's issue in Playboy, he talked about the secret signs of Zimzum, at Zimbabwe.
Right.
Yeah. So, Zimzum, Bob's way. Okay, so I was trying to show the way you describe Bob all through the chart, the angel diagram. I was picking up on that in my tiny note chart where I had Rubble Silkskin down in the corner, permeating
all the quadrants.
Yeah.
That's correct.
That's what I intended.
And we're sad about that. We're sad about that, but it is still the case.
Okay. If Trump was in charge of the military, not Biden, why did the military have to get out of Afghanistan? Or why did they give up all the stuff to the terrorists there? Why was there that crazy...
It was negotiated.
exit.
It was negotiated. It was negotiated, Bob.
By Trump? Was he involved with that?
Yep.
So.
Yep.
So when JW was visiting Mar-a-Lago in those that period, Trump was there.
Which time?
He'd have dinner with you.
He'd been often.
Yeah, JW would be there, and he'd socialize with Trump at dinner and different points. But meanwhile, Trump, when he wasn't around, was doing stuff like in Afghanistan, making deals, doing business.
Sure.
Okay.
Why not?
So, what was the deal? What did America have to give up, or what did it gain from it? Well, who were they making deals with? Were the aliens involved with that transaction? The Pentagon aliens.
Don't do that. Because see, what's going to happen is, when you're going to keep going, you're going to say, how would a viceroy rule? How would a viceroy rule? He wouldn't act like a president. He would make deals with everybody. He would arrange everything. He would make every concession to make sure he was in position of control to be the orchestrator for the one that's in power. Because remember, the viceroy is not in power.
Remember? Right. Yeah, you're describing what the viceroy does. Is involved with everybody, not
that's
the president.
Right.
The viceroy
correct.
Is.
And that's why. And that's what Trump's doing even now. So he comes back and he knows what Biden. He told everybody what Biden's going to do. Told everybody. So rather than fuss about it, all he did was say, "Okay, I'm going to make sure I'm going to be in every oil business, that's every oil deal that's ever going to be." He's making a fucking killing.
All right. And all that money goes to me in the end?
So far. You're pretty tough.
Okay.
You're probably, in case anybody's interested, you're pretty tough to work for, Bob. Did you know that?
That's the fun of it. Okay.
I know.
Yeah. In our known recorded history that books provide, did a lot of major inventions by what's called scientists, did they use mediums and astral entities and the psychic, the whole woo-woo world, which science says
all that
you do
woo-woo,
not
all use that, I know, but all that woo-woo world is where all the science came from, Bob. The woo-woo world is what was here before the science was. Science is what came afterwards. It says we're going to question everything. Woo-woo says this is what it is. And science says, well, we're going to question what it is. And if we can't disprove it, then it is.
Right, and that question was made possible by the book. The medium of the book caused that. That's Descartes' doubt.
It set the doubt. That's right. Maybe Descartes is appropriate. Yes, maybe. But even before that, this goes back to Socrates, Bob. It's just Socrates.
Okay.
It's a Plato version of the original Ulysses.
Yeah, that's the what McClellan called the dialectical part of the Tribune, the questioning of the in the mind, living in the mind, dealing with mind elements and mirrors and
everything
distortions.
You've ever read, everything you've ever said is something that you've read.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, and they were using woo-woo, and then the book moved it away from woo-woo officially, but
don't say woo-woo, say mystery ground. Mystery ground.
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna say mystery ground because you say woo woo and that means green bras tarot experience. And that has nothing to do with that. But woo woo is that's what they think. We love
green bras. We haven't called those green bras. They called those lately.
Yeah.
He hides. He's afraid. So many of them are afraid.
Well, that's
okay.
Just,
so
maybe they're so busy ascending, Bob, they don't have time to talk to you anymore. Because they did talk to you. That's on the rules. So maybe they're past it. Maybe they're past it. We can go to the Cowboy Church and have communion with Alamo beer. It'll be great.
Yeah, that's what they hope. But it's not that easy to avoid talk with Bob. It doesn't work. That's the definition of an I-knot. Someone afraid of Bob. And talking with Bob.
righteous indignation is better than no indignation at all.
Right, in claiming that's ascension. That's what they do. They claim all that, ignoring Bob is ascension. Okay, so we did that one. It's the mystery ground is always involved with science, but the book separated the mystery ground from whatever the scientists thought they were doing in the lab.
Dispersal,
but secretly,
from dispersal to position. The book separated the conversation from dispersal to position.
Mm. Yes, because they get a position or a point of view and then lock it in as if it's the end-all, be-all, the big conclusion.
Yeah.
And
well, we're not sure about that. We're not sure about that. That's just what Clinton said. So we were just going by what Clinton said.
Right. That's right. So
it was his wheelhouse, Bob. We couldn't resist.
Yeah. So the scientists who made history, who did breakthroughs, they would include the mystery ground, not tell anybody. It was the normal dumb scientists who were just workers in the field who thought that
Saying too many words. Hold up. The mystery ground is just where that was their field of experience. The mystery ground to them wasn't a mystery. The mystery ground for them is where they lived. It's what they saw. It's what they knew. That was the woman from Bath. She knew what she was doing. She didn't tell everybody else what she was doing, but she knew what she was doing, that little abortionist. She knew how to work it. She just didn't tell everybody that's what was her profession. So what you're saying here is that they're engaging their mystery ground, but it wasn't a mystery to them, or they wouldn't engage it. They'd say, well, this is ridiculous. What's this path we're walking on? Why am I going down this path? Where's it going to go? Well, I'm not going to walk down this path and not know. I'm going to fall in the sea. I can't do this. I can't walk down this path. But they knew where that path went. That's why they followed down it. Look at Crowley. Look at Aleister Crowley. Look at all the different connections in the cabal, how they fed off each other, and then they hated each other, and then they came back together, and they borrowed from each other, and then they sold each other their arts and crafts and Dagon and the whole nine yards to make this whole Mysterian network something that they could evolve to.
Mm-hmm. What's Dagon?
It's the third part of that Aleister Crowley world of the supposition.
Right. So you're describing. See, you have Crowley. He took in the woo woo, the mystery ground.
Right.
But Edison tried to make a technology to talk to the astral plane or to spirit. The ones that be Newton and
Edsel Ford tried to overcome it.
Right. So you had the scientists that make the Pantheon, like Einstein, they all understood the woo-woo, or the mystery ground part of it, kept a secret because of the printed book effect. But
yeah, say skull and crossbones. That's what you're talking about, that world.
Okay.
That genre that doesn't know what the hell's going on, but they're running the world. They don't have a clue, but they're running the world. You know about those.
And they're using the mystery ground. To the degree they can,
it's only a mystery. Yeah. It's a mystery to them too. But they have the parameters that they have to stay within the side of the field of, so that they don't get taken aback, so they don't get called out. Because if they break a rule, it's over. You see.
So that's why they know about the mystery ground, so they don't get called out, or you don't get called out.
Right. You tiptoe so that you don't get called up on an actionable offense, a potential actionable offense.
Yeah, they don't talk about the mystery ground, but they know about it, and they claim they understand it, but they don't. But they know they have to include it when push comes to shove. Mm-hmm. If someone's coming after them, they got to know that.
Mm-hmm.
So then I think I was saying that the scientists who failed, ones who didn't make it, often were guys who just didn't understand the role of the mystery ground, the skull and bones aspect in it all.
Well, the conditions that would judge them. If the conditions didn't judge them, it didn't matter what they did or said or slept with or did or didn't do. It wouldn't make any difference. See? But if they have to know those things, otherwise they're always going to get a foot from it, basically.
Right, and so they were subject under the curse of the Gutenberg galaxy. Who was the following scientist than one who broke through the curse of the Gutenberg galaxy, moved into the Marconi galaxy or the electric gauge, and started to bring into more use,
the,
more
the radio,
consciously, the mystery
the radio,
that person,
radio
that
world,
person would,
Marconi.
Yeah, but that person would be Tesla. Was he the first to break into beyond the confines?
In essence, until it fails or falls, and then he gets like Boris Johnson, he says, them's the brakes.
Yeah. Them's now, who did you just say? The radio world, is that that's the wife of Leopold II?
And Marconi.
Oh, okay, Marconi, the radio world, the wireless world. Okay.
Correct.
That starts to
which is what you were presenting. That's what you were presenting.
Right. And you mean Ofenel was, or what I was presenting right now?
Right now. Right now. It's a great example. Once again, you ridiculous thought. You knew what you were talking about, and you didn't have any idea what you were saying.
It matters.
That's our Bob. So, that's our Bob. Yep. That's Bob 3. That's Bob 316. Bob 316. That's it.
Yeah. As long as I kept my mind out of it, it was pretty good. So I was going to bring in Tesla broke through. Was Vannevar Bush a successful follower of the area that Tesla broke into?
Yeah, okay. Not perfectly, but yes. From an intrinsic standpoint, certainly, but not enough to hold true to it all the way through. It was all negated toward the end. It was all basically backwash or hogwash, what was all
yeah,
over.
So then, but, yeah, so then Don Trump's uncle, John Trump, he inherited the mistakes of Vannevar at the end, or he understood what Vannevar had understood?
Benefited from the mistakes. Benefited from the mistakes, because then it's kind of like, aha, right, this is where they messed up, so now we can do it this way. So benefited from those mistakes or miscalculations or uncalculated, predicated realities that had not yet been exposed. Yeah, that's what.
And that helped Donald Trump become president? What John
Do.
And the
book that was written by Baron Trump in the 1800s.
Right. Mm-hmm. So John Trump, he benefited and knew and worked with the, what you're calling the skull and bones factor.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they talk about the Bushes being involved with the Nazis and the skull and bones compromise. That's what that means, but it's deeper because the Nazis got into the mystery ground and had access to extraterrestrial technology.
The same way,
those
technologies are kind of like today. You know, John Kennedy Jr., when he died?
Yeah.
It was in the 90s. In the 90s, remember that?
99, yeah.
1999. Okay. And on Vanity Fair, it was on the front cover that he died in a plane crash, la, 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 la. Then you open up the first page of the magazine, and on the inside the front page, down at the bottom in 99, it's all about, greetings, Mr. President. There's Donald J. Trump, a young snapper at that point. They announced him as being the next president or going to be president of the United States of America. It's like that.
In George Magazine?
No, in Vanity Fair. Not George.
After John had died, John Jr.
Correct.
Died.
In that issue that was saying that he expired. And one page over inside the front cover was recognizing Donald J. Trump as president.
Who put that statement in the magazine? Tina?
Vanity Fair.
Whatever her name was. Yeah, she was the editor at the time. Did she put that in there?
Nah, she wasn't that smart, Bob. She don't really look at the bylines, for Pete's sake. She just sort of runs things.
Yeah, so someone else in the staff, though we're not allowed to talk about the aliens too much, if you got into Skull and Bones, you understood, at least since the 1930s, about the alien presence, right?
Agreed. That's right. There's nothing wrong with that. See, those words are okay. That's pretty good.
Okay. So, In Marshall McLuhan's final days, the last week of 1980, coming up to New Year's Eve, A Jesuit priest from Fordham University stayed with him, Frank Stroud, who claimed he was a friend of Marshall. Did he murder Marshall? Poison him or do something?
No. No, he didn't murder him, but he was there to witness his demise. He was witnessing his demise.
How did he know? Where did he get the information to know that Marshall would die while he was there?
Marge.
Marge Stewart told him. And does that involve the two friends in the Vatican?
Of course.
Why did he die? For his sins?
Nah, fuck that sin business, Bob. If somebody was going to die for sins, you'd be long gone by now, Bob. You know that.
Die
for sins, for Pete's sake.
Well, why did it have to be witnessed?
Poor Vern Christensen.
Right. So McLuhan intuited the tech body, so he was important that way. And
he wrote about it.
That's
what the Gutenberg galaxy was trying to say.
Right. But he didn't know how to be so blatant about it, or he knew he couldn't be blatant, so he had to do it, he would say, obliquely.
Yeah. If you get too clever by half, that's too clever.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So the cardinals, our buddies, they want to witness the demise of someone who's sort of important. Reluctantly important.
Important. Why the hell? What is ever important about Marshall McLuhan, Bob?
Because he intuited the tech body.
He wrote some.
He intuited
well,
the problem.
Well, fabulous. He read. Great. Woo, Lord Jesus, we feel better. The world is a better place now that we know that. I'm glad you told us. Yeah, no, he wasn't significant. He was just significant to you. He wasn't significant to anybody else. It's ridiculous.
What'd you say? He was just significant to me?
Yeah. Significant people don't have to be made famous by fucking Playboy magazine, Bob, in those days.
Okay, so
just so you know.
Why did I put significance into Marshall's work?
It was your work. He was just putting it out.
Yeah, in other words, there was a truism in there that I knew about.
Of course. Well, duh. That's right.
Okay, if you're so smart, who made blockchain?
I know. We know that. We'd tell you, but if we told you, we'd have to kill you, Bob. And you're already on thin ice as it is, fucking with your little pussies over there on the wall.
Okay, why? How come the Colorado Secretary of State, Tina Peters, was defeated by nobody with no money? What's that? Is that a rigged election? Is that more of a Dominion's work?
What does a rigged election mean? We don't know what a rigged election means.
Dominion
gets in there. No. What's an election? What is an election?
It's a rigged management move.
So the Colorado person was a good guy or a bad guy? That's what we're trying to figure out, what you're trying to say.
I don't know.
Republican,
why
Democrat.
Would it know,
this is Republican.
I don't know. But why did the nobody beat them? Because it was Dominion technology used.
Was the person who was in office, were they a good guy or a bad guy? That's what we're trying to say.
I don't know anything about
them.
Yeah, Tina Peters, I don't know.
So is she Republican or Democrat?
I don't know.
Is she an incumbent or a newbie?
I don't know. She was Secretary of State.
Why the hell are you asking these? Why are you asking these questions if you don't know?
Because
that?
I suspect that the Dominion Company people, is, as Sidney Powell said, if we don't root this stuff out of the deep state, we're going to lose the elections from here on in. And so we're on the way. Biden being reelected.
They're not going to be any elections, so it won't really matter in about a second. So that's fine. She's right. She's calling it right. But here's what the problem is. The problem is that right now what's happening is, remember Eddie Murphy and Brewster's Millions? He ran a campaign because he had to blow a bunch of money so he could inherit a bunch of money. And so he became a political candidate to vote for none of the above. So what happens is right now it's none of the above. So I don't care what color you are, white, negro, gray, beige, yellow, orange, whatever color you are, if you're the incumbent, Republican or Democrat, you're going to go out. None of the above. Whatever's there now, I don't want none of it. Whatever there is now, you didn't fix it. Whatever, I don't care what you're telling me you're going to do. I'm not interested in what you've got to say, dude. I don't like it. I don't want it. And you're going to be gone. And whatever I got to do that, I'm going to do it. And so that's what you're starting to experience now. Now, we are not mad about this, because what this actually says is that now humans are feeling challenged in their place of power. Dr. Carolyn Dean is challenged in her position. Now, Dr. Carolyn Dean has got to come into a place where she starts ruling her power. That's what someone else allows her to do. See the difference? So now that's going to shuffle up in her. That's going to bridge her to a position and others. We just use her because she's fresh. We can use her because she's fresh to bridge her to a new place of power. That's how that works. So the humans, when they get challenged, that's when they come into their place of power. Otherwise, they're laid up. What is it? Rich generations make for terrible countrymen.
Great. Okay, got that. So in the kicking out of people, everybody who was there, will Dominion technology and all that it can rig be part of the kicking?
We don't care.
Well, there's going to be no election.
It won't matter.
That's what you're saying.
It won't matter.
So how do you
it won't matter.
No, I know, but you're saying none of them are going to have a gig. All the ones who are in there, Republican or Democrat, are going out. What if there's no election?
No.
How will they be removed?
No.
How will they be removed?
Oh, no, sorry. We should have been clear. It's done with a 357, Bob. Done with a 357. It's not done with a ballot. It's done with a 357 or a 9mm. Or maybe a 45. It might be a 45. That works, too.
Yeah, if that starts to happen over the next few months, then no one will dare run. That's why the election...
They're already not running. They're already not running. And when they're elected, they're leaving the office saying, I don't want to do it anymore. I'm through. Bye. I can't do it. No confidence. Who you got no confidence in? I got no confidence in me. I'm going to resign. I have a vote of no confidence in myself. And that's what you're seeing happen now, because there's nothing, it's stridently not based on anything. Because all the things that they're talking about that they're going to do, they can't do. All the things that they're working on, that there's one thing Biden did and caused it all, the next thing Biden says, well, I didn't have anything to do with that. I just canceled a few pipelines and turned off the refineries. I don't know why everybody's mad at me. Putin is Putin. Not me. Didn't realize that United States of America had to have the Russian gas and oil from Gazprom to survive. Didn't know that you had to have all the grain from Ukraine. We raise more groceries in the United States of fucking America than anywhere else in the whole wide world. And now we're going to starve to death because Ukraine can't produce wheat. Come on now, that's a little crazy, even for sane people, Bob. That's a little crazy.
Okay, so
you get that? Did you get that? There was a little thing, little
CERN,
inbred there, little inbred there.
You said CERN, July 5th, when they make their move, the battle begins, and I guess that includes all the battles of vile judgment test, Carolyn outlined.
The sea of tranquility has been gotta be careful.
Isn't the sea of tranquility? Moon?
We'll see. We'll see by the sea. You see, the sea of tranquility is.
So that means we move into rapid action. And it began with the...
Well, some say you have. Some would say that you have. So don't say it then. Don't mess up your recording. You only got a little bit of time.
I can delete this, but I want to bring it up. So in April 2007, when we visited JW for the first time, when did he realize what Bob was going to do? Was it after Ion happened, or did he get into inclinations before?
He knew you were the weirdest weirdo that was ever weird, but he knew Carolyn was sane. He knew Carolyn was sane, but he didn't understand what she stood for or against, you see, because this is back in the days of the dams and the dental mercury issue, blah, 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 blah. So it was all that. So he didn't know, other than she was a homeopathic halogen laced something, something like medicine-y things that did stuff. So it was embraced enough to say that she was decent. She had good smells. She was very attractive, gorgeous, and she had perfect hair. If there was anything jiggling about her, and she was very, very, very compassionate. That was very well noted. And so, of course, she had him at goal, Bob, but you know that's how she does everybody. That's how she did Dr. Mercola the same way. Same way, took advantage of it. So took advantage of all of them. So then what happens is it's like, okay, then to have a conversation with you, which was the craziest thing that anybody would ever engage. And then you roll on a little further, and all of a sudden it starts to catch on. You're like, this is crazy. I don't know how this is going to go. And then it does. So there you go.
So when he called after
and
he
the rest
down,
is history.
Right. So a few minutes later, he called and said he wanted to talk to her husband. That's because he figured out, well, she's pretty neat. I got to find out what she's connected to. And he genuinely
Correct.
Was curious. Okay.
Correct. Correct.
And then,
Correct.
Okay, then my conversation started to bear out by when? Before, we talked another 2 years before Ian shows up, in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
Joseph Bagooki. Joseph Bagooki. J.W. dear friend that died, Joseph. Remember Joseph? You might not have ever met Joseph. Carolyn would remember
Joseph. The young guy, Carolyn, who's the stage?
Well, he wasn't that young. He wasn't that young, but he did stay
from Florida.
Again, but he wasn't
He's
that.
He's a psychic guy.
He was from
Florida.
Yes, yeah. That is exactly right. That's exactly right. He said he had no idea what you were. He had no idea where you came from. He said, but he's not from here. He's not from here. He knew you were not from here. So it's like,
so
okay,
you
better watch that one. No, no, he was basically saying, be sure and don't let that one get away, because if you let him get away, he'll eviscerate you.
So
basically
he,
keeps
that
you
was
close.
After he talked
and that was,
so I talked to Joseph on the phone once or twice. He picked that up,
yeah.
Told JW,
yeah.
And then now I had been talking to JW. But that's when he realized, oh, this Bob guy, and I'm talking to him, he's interesting, he's odd. But now something new is happening.
He saw you as he saw you as a threat. He saw you as a threat.
Right. So he had to keep me
because
close
what
to
he said
death.
Was because what he said was he says everybody he comes in contact with, he takes the best of them that is and leaves them to die every single time. That's what he said.
That's what JW does, or I do.
No, that's what you did. That's what he said about you.
Who, Joe did or JW realized?
Joseph. Joseph
said that.
JW. And JW said, well, that sounds interesting. That sounds interesting. Let's see what's here. Where did that come from? And then the next thing you know, we had to listen to this fucking broop.
Yeah.
Bad,
and you
bad,
and JW
bad,
lied?
David
he pretended
Webster.
It was he was interested in it? Is that what you're saying?
No. He was interested, but it was just a little farther than he could embrace. He was used to Ben Bernanke. He was used to Paul Volcker. He wasn't trying to listen to something Michael Blake Reed's machinations or some woo-woo, wee-wee, wah-wah-wah, stump broop kind of thing. It's like, wait. But it was interesting enough that it was something being presented that was outside of what he knew to be possible. Or cognitive. Now, he understood spirituality, but nothing about the evergreens was spiritual. You notice that?
Right.
Nothing about them was spiritual. Nothing.
That's right.
Maybe
so,
Dave Worster was from the woo-woo standpoint, but nothing about the evergreens was spiritual.
That's right. They actually prepared you to realize stay in your body. Your body is eternal.
Mm-hmm.
They were working from that angle. Sort of. They didn't say it too much. But the so is that why he got into the Abrahams as a way of understanding the Evergreens world?
Yes, and Jane Roberts was dead.
Right. And Sylvia, he was sick of her. She wasn't really producing much.
She killed Montel Williams. So why would you follow that?
Yeah. Okay, why did the Georgia Guidestones blow up? yesterday or the day before.
We're done with it. We're done with that. We're done with that. Enough. We've had enough of that. A thrown conversation. All this inside out, and everybody thinks they run everything. They don't run shit. We're done with all that. Enough. We're going to see some more stuff go, too.
Right, and that was done and the timing after CERN, so people think CERN caused it, but it was you.
Fine. Call it what you want to. Blame it on the rain, Bobby. Blame it on the rain. But it wasn't completely destroyed, but a fourth of it was. This line up, you're gonna make this be a representation of a monolith? Oh no, 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 no.
So do I get to claim I blew it up? I was working with Ion, we did it together.
Don't say, yes, you can, just don't put it on your Facebook page. You pissed off the Illuminati or what they think is the Illuminati anyway. So don't rub it in your face, Bob. There's no reason. When you really got all the power, you don't have to prove the point. You got it.
That's right.
They know you got it. You may know you got it.
Which reminds me, Karen, will you find what Ion said your last session? All that documents, knowledge, remember? He was sending it. We never looked at that. There's somebody. That's it blowing up? Who filmed it? CIA filmed it, eh? Georgia Bureau. Oh, they have a camera. So there it is blowing up. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
It's like a non-lightning strike. How's a non-lightning strike do that?
Right.
Because it can't be a bomb because they tested it to death to make sure that nobody bombed it. And they said it was an act of God or an act of something or something. It was an act of something. It just like came across the horizon and went boom. So
that's a good definition of Ion, Carol, an act of God. Not God, but an act of God.
Thank you, God. Uh-huh. Is that like active, an active God, an active God? Is that what you think?
Yeah, active God.
Active
God. Or OF, the question. IVE or OF. So that's why I
can't
drive the court.
Can't say OF. Can't say OF. That's an OnlyFans page. And then people go crazy on Twitter trying to find the naked pictures of Ion so they can see naked pictures on the OnlyFans and they can pay money to see naked Ion. So can't go OF. You got to say of. Oh. If you say OF, everybody knows that to be OnlyFans, Bob. That's a big difference.
What is Jen Psaki doing? Is she hiding now that
she's gone to work for MSMS LSD.
Mm-hmm. Is she on the air? She makes commentary?
No, she's not yet. They're saving her for this grand triumphant position. She's feeding them all the inside dirt on how to navigate what's coming next. That's why everybody's getting out before the ship sinks. The rats, when the rats move into first class, Bob, the boat's not too long for the sea.
Right, so does she know about us? And warning people, when Bob takes
scared
over, it's not good for us.
Not Bob. You would never say that. They would never say that. Even if she knew that, to say that, she would never say that. Because then she becomes that very thing that she was railing against. Then you become some Fox News operative. Oh, we better run. Bob's coming. That's a Fox News thing. That's a Dan Bongino position. And I told you, I told Greg Gutfeld. See, I told you Bob was going to stick it in your bum. If you got a sore bum, I told you it was Bob. No, that's a Fox News move, so no.
Okay, so, so they know, but they won't talk about it. I'm classified A3. The Versailles, Louis XIV, they started to put
Versailles. Versailles, not Versailles.
Yeah, Versailles. They started to put silver on the mirror, or it was a phase before that? Because once you put the silver on the mirror, it didn't work anymore.
No. Mercury. Not silver.
Right.
Mercury.
So I had written here, is the tech body a result of the non-silver mirror or the mercury mirror? Is it a result of the mercury mirror?
Yes. That's the canonical. That's the part that connects. That's what Lewis Carroll was trying to show when you had the looking glass. The looking glass was looking at you.
And that connects the Tekwati back to the times of the third Jesus and all that. I mentioned the Tekwati was around for
Leopold II.
John of Patmos. Margulies. They saw the Tekwati.
Margulies.
Who?
Margulies. Margulies.
Who's that?
The Dowager Princess of Scotland.
Whose reign was she in? I mean, she's still here, I think, but who, what reign do we know her in history?
Albert the
Book
First.
History.
Albert
the
First.
That's 1,000 years ago, isn't it? Anglo-Saxon and before.
Yes. Yeah, very good, Bobby. You know, when you've been around several days, you catch up, you pick up on some of the simple stuff. That's good. Most people can't do that. So that's good for you, Bobby.
So what was going on in Ireland? Because Encuin, I think it's A-N-C-U-I-N, came over from Ireland and he helped the guy before Albert. He helped the beginning of the whatever was happening in Britain there, 800 to 1,000.
You got the Bolshevik Revolution that was in that, so the whole world was upside down and tangled up. So you got a mess. So you got to undo the mess at this stage of the game. So
the Irish oral culture was able to do that?
Well, now, that's what James Joyce was trying to say, but that's a different conversation.
Yeah.
But, yeah, same thing, same problem.
Well, what was special in Ireland that Encuin came out of? And St. Patrick was there, and he did something.
The potato famine, that's what did it.
The potato famine is in the 19th century, isn't it?
We don't do good with time, Bobby.
Right, so the potato famine did something that St. Patrick resolved or shifted.
No, it made those departures significant. See, the shift took place. All departures meaning you got the timelines. You're trying to do this in a timely stacking order, and the cards are bridged. So it doesn't work like that. You can have the potato famine that would cause something to happen 1,000 years before that because of the potato famine. That's the thing.
Right.
And so it gets weird, and we don't spend a lot of energy on that because it just confuses people that are trying to navigate A plus B is C. So it doesn't really work like that, typically.
You don't want to put significance on St. Patrick or any of these things and they become marketable.
Oh, we don't mind. We don't mind. We don't mind, but just think negative.
But it'll lead to confusion. It'll lead to confusion, right? Well, what was. They say that Ireland, the Irish monks, saved civilization after the collapse of Rome, you know, in 400 or so AD. What was actually going on there? Alien contact? Some other thing? Opinel was there?
As well. See, it's called convergence, Bob. See, that's what we tried to explain in the angel diagram in the 14 degrees of freedom. That's the convergence. And so that's what you're living now.
That's right. We're doing one. And the pattern for illiterate people is it happens about every 400 years, this kind of convergence. Would you agree?
You said
600 years ago, 10 years ago. You said it was every 600 years.
Maybe. Well, we don't even do time, so it's fucked we agree with time. But it's like, let's say it's like a frequency that the pattern repeats ever so often. Maybe we can do it like that and get away with it.
Yeah, and Joyce was trying to show what was repeated. He was trying to show a convergence that was repeated or that was dictated to him by the aliens. And they knew what they were talking about.
Okay.
And that explains that. So would you call that thing that's repeated an archetype?
Everything is sooner or later.
Yes, but there's something special about the convergence, something unique. That's, if you want to put a special meaning on archetype, then it is an archetype that's repeated.
Dude.
And it has many constituents, not just a singular archetype.
Dude.
Though Opinel likes to make claim that he did it, you know. He likes to make himself the owner of the archetype.
Bless his heart. How archetypal of him. How archetypal of him, that little narcissist.
Okay, so I have the Black Mirror of the Obsidian version. Is that the same as the non-silver-backed mirror at Versailles. What was it? Mercury-backed. Is the black mirror something different?
Oh, now you're going to, now what's happened is you've gone all the way into the hem to Osiris. And so you've tangled yourself up a little bit. So you want to ask it a different way so you don't go all the way into Nart. So we're not
sure.
You
said
what
the hem?
What do you want to do?
H-E-M. The hem of
Osiris. H-Y-M-N. Hem.
Oh, okay. So that comes up in the Egyptian Book of the Dead. We'd have to look that up.
Correct. And you don't want to do all that. That's not what you're trying to do. So we're saying let's change your topical words a little bit so you don't have to go particularly there. Because the answer to your question is the hymn to Osiris. That's not what you're trying
right.
to say.
Yeah, was the black mirror in, I assume it's different from a Mercury-backed mirror, was the black mirror interacting and doing something in Versailles at the same time as the Mercury innovation?
Yes.
It was older.
But wait, you're mixing it up again. The black mirror comes from a position of a negative... It's a negative reflection. Okay. Let's do it like this. You don't know anything about 35 millimeter film, do you?
No.
Okay. Carolyn's going to have to explain it to you. People take pictures. They have a little Kodak. They snap the pictures and they get the film. They roll the film up. They take it and they have the film, quote, developed. The film is done on this negative, and they shine light through it, and they put it on this paper, and then they put it in Dektar, and they put it in their serving, and they seal it, and it dries, and it produces an image on this cardstock, photographic paper. So the negative is the converse side of the image. So it prints it or puts that light and activates this photographic paper. And then in a Dektar, what it does is it develops this image on the piece of paper. Well, the black mirror is the negative or the exposed element that's being photographed.
Excellent. Yeah. And Joyce plays with that whole situation in Finnegan's Wake. He talks about the negative and the photograph makes metaphors out of it, I think, of what he thought he was trying to understand, mm-hmm. but it was probably just mm-hmm. more confusion. But
sure.
I saw the cat, and it was kind of moving away mm-hmm. from me. And he turned back, and I saw his eyes glistening. And it was similar to the eye glistening that Carolyn got during the day of the cat.
Yeah.
I think it was the same cat.
Yeah.
So I bring this up with somebody.
Oh,
somebody
by the way, eyes don't do that, you know. You know that, right? Just so you're
well,
saying.
I talked to somebody, I don't know who it was, and they said, Duffel said, he has cats, they glisten like that all the time in the dark or in the house and that. He said, that's normal.
Well, for fuck's sake, he's ridiculous. The light has to refract or reflect on something to make them glow. Otherwise, if you're in a pitch black darkness and you look at the cat's eyes and all of a sudden they start lighting up, there's no light in there, what the fuck is he talking about? The crazy thought. If you got a flashlight and you put it in their face, okay, that's fine. Or if you're in the house that has devoid of light, those eyes are going to reflect like that unless it's coming from behind the eyeballs. So, yeah, no, never mind. And Carolyn takes a picture and captures it with that camera. If it had a flash, we'd say, yes, absolutely. The flash was captured in the reflective orb of the iris of the eye. But that wasn't just the iris. It was the entire eyeball. It was shooting light toward her digitized rendition of the pussycat.
What is it about the alien that makes that happen, come through the cat's eyes?
Trying to make a difference, trying to be different so that you'll recognize it and you'll say, oh, yeah, I got to go with you. Oh, yeah, you're not a regular pussycat. Oh, yeah, you're at the wall. Oh, yeah, I'm at the wall. Oh, yeah, here's the wall. Okay, here at the wall. Oh, yeah, the wall. Yeah, let's go to New Zealand. Let's call it a day.
Okay. Clinton heard your response to his saying computers are just hunks of metal. So here's what he says. So we got two movie citations before a dick joke. And then we got more of what computer appears to be, which is smarter than everyone. The cosine of 237, blah, 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 blah. Alexis can tell us, but Ian doesn't. He's quoting Alexa going, blah, blah, blah. That's what Ian, how you represent Alexa. And then some loose stuff, which isn't possibly on Google, because Bob would have heard about it firsthand, if at all, and blah, blah, blah. It's there, except it's not. And then, because Alexa can quote Bob's late 80s letter to Prince Charles, then Bob can, over 40 years later, apparently, Alexa is just I, not AI. He's a bit garbled, leaving out key words. Then he says, nothing to do whatsoever with the fact that, yes, a dead piece of physical material remembers or computes stuff better than our living brains do. Apparently, because people can't hold thoughts for a long time and thus can't hold beliefs. My original paper, because of that, my paper is disproven. Since people all have ADHD, computers are alive. Like, I
know
they know. I'm right.
They don't. No, they don't. They don't. Everybody, just because he has ADHD doesn't mean everybody does. See, that's the problem. Well, never mind. He's channeled himself into a pit. He's channeled himself into a pit that he can't get out of because everything that's deficient in his world has to be deficient with everybody. See, that's the problem. And they're not. They're not.
Right, so he says, like, Ian is just saying, I'm right. We're projecting animism onto machines. Since Alexa talks on voice prompt and replaces your dropped eggs or spoiled milk, it's as alive as a table of toothpicks. So he's quoting different things Ian said in a garbled way.
Tables of toothpicks don't get you fresh eggs and fresh milk. So that's the difference.
So he says, man, after all this bullshit, that I forced him to listen to, I really need to roll me a bowl of some hardcore crack cocaine. But
That's our boy. That's our boy. He's doing good. He should do tutorials at the beer store to show us how to be a better bowl roller. Carolyn, we should take up bowl rolling, and the people that don't take the complete performance, we should teach them how to roll the bowl. The government, the FDA likes bowl rolling. They'll even give you your very own crack pipe. They'll give it to you in a little package. It's great now, these days.
You heard that, Carol? Didn't hear. Okay, so Clinton is just making noise to defend himself. No rational response.
Well, no, it's not to defend himself. He was just engaging from the repose. And that's all right. There's nothing wrong with that because it comes.
What's
to
the repose? Is that his tranquil position? Repose.
Yeah, he's saying words. He's saying, okay, I said, okay, I respond. He responded to somebody else's position. Then we responded to his position of somebody else's position. And now he's responding to our position of his position with somebody else's position to say that we're proving him right with the help talk.
Well, who's the somebody else's position? He's saying that
he was responding to the paper that you presented originally that we were going through that he gave the rebuttal to, Bob. Don't you remember?
Yeah, well, you know, he wrote words to rebut the Google story of the guy who
we rebutted his rebuttal position of the rebutted person. And now he's rebutting our position of his rebuttal position of the rebuttal position to say that based on what we said, we agree with him. Right? We're like, right? Okay, that's fine. So now the table full of toothpicks will not replace your sour milk and your stale eggs. But that's the difference. That is the difference.
Okay, so now looking back at all the events that Ofenel and I have been involved in, including future events, is there one that stands out? Is it this one? This is the major event in Ofenel's career.
This is the culmination of the ages. This is the culmination of the ages. It's what was foretold in the beginning of time, the ancient of days.
Of days.
Look it up.
Yes.
The ancient of days. That's what this was.
This is the
That's what's happening.
It's the combination of that. That's the combination of that.
The Ancient of Days. You can look it up. And then the other side of it, it is the this represents the rise and the fall of the Roman Empire. It represents it. Now, you don't know what that is. So you can look that up and say, what is the rise and the fall of the Roman Empire? Blah, 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 blah. And then you do, and you go, oh, my God, that means this. And it's like, oh, my God, that's what this is? Yes. This represents that the condition that allows a portion of the earth to be unconstricted from inside, outside forces. Some have been here for millennia or more, and some are just coming on the way. But what you're fixing to start experiencing is a supernatural power bigger than you know. Well, not that you know, because you know things. Problem with you, Bob, is you know shit. That's what Carolyn's been complaining about you for years. You know things. That's what's wrong with you. Then what problems is you've got to navigate this in such a way so that there is a place for the humans that are ascending. Believe it or not, Bob, there's a few of these jackballs that are actually ascending. It's crazy. It's crazy. We don't understand it either. There's a few of them are doing it. It's all good. So as they ascend, they have to have a place to be for their kingdoms, their realms, to be interactive. That's fine. No problem there.
Is that place to be Andromeda? That place to be is Andromeda, where they can have
no, it's the Earth. It's the Earth before we go. It's the Earth before they go. We're sorting out the itinerary now, Bob. We're sorting out the itinerary.
Yeah,
who's going to ride in first class? Who's going to be the serfs? Who's going to be in the bottom of the boat? That kind of stuff. Now, it sounds cheeky.
Okay.
That sounds cheeky, but it applies to what we're trying to convey, is that they're setting their own pecking order. That's what you're doing when you go on your walk. You're setting your own pecking order. Your pecking order.
Got that.
We have the rules, but you've got to coalesce to it. Good.
Okay, good. I'm-